It was made out of white oak, little slats, and they'd carry it on their arm, just like the old water swimming we used to have, just worlds that we used to have here, that had their laundry baskets. You see that old nigger woman going down, great big old bass on her head, you know, just walking right along, you know.
I remember seeing that.
And a lot of people had their regular shopping baskets they'd haul back and forth. Now, they depend on the stores to furnish you these buggies and all this, that, and the other. It's all really different from what it used to be 50 and 60 years ago.
Well, what would you call the thing that you would maybe put something like potatoes or fertilizer in, made of this heavy, rough, coarse material, kind of like cloth? Would that be some kind of sack?
Well, now I didn't catch what you were saying right then.
We have some of these sacks, you see, they're made out of this rough, heavy,
burlap.
Burlap sack?
Burlap. Some people call them toe sack. That's a nickname, but a burlap is it. Well, burlap is very scarce today, very scarce. And lots of people got to wearing burlap clothes. They got, when it got so scarce, they went to wearing their dresses and all such as that. A woman's that, she had something great on her, she had a burlap dress. And when I was a baby growing up, they wouldn't think about wearing one.
You know, people in my part of the country call it what you call a toe sack or croaker sack. You ever heard that?
No.
And heard it called a croaker sack?
No, I never did hear it called that.
Well, what about, say, if you had to take some corn to the mill, have you ever heard people call the amount of corn that you could take at one time?
Well, they would have, I've carried lots of corn, lots of wheat to mill, and we'd have a regular meal sack. And it was a heavy cotton sack. It was something like the a wagon sheet cover, ducking, such as that, you know. And it was so that the meal and the flour wouldn't sift out through, you know, too much. But the flour sack was a closer wool than a meal sack. But they all had, when they went to mill, they had their meal sacks. They carried their corn and then bring the meal back in the meal sacks.
Have you ever heard people talk about a turn of corn?
A what?
A turn of corn. Meaning just the amount they'd take to the mill at one time, take a turn.
Oh, well, you turn, you turn. Well, lots of people say, well, take a turn of corn. Well, it'd be a half a bushel or a bushel. Something like that, you know. Some people say, well, they'd carry it on their shoulder. Like that, that's what they call a turn. Lots of people used to carry things that way, and they called it a turn. That's what they carried one time. But I remember hearing them call that now very well.
Well, what about if this lamp was to burn out right here? The thing that you'd replace, you'd call that the
a bulb.
Light bulb.
There's a light bulb, and then there's a socket. The bulb goes in the socket.
Or say if you were putting some liquid in a bottle, the thing that you might put in the mouth to keep it from pouring out, what would you call that?
Cork.
That's the cork.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen men play these instruments with their mouth, you know?
Oh, my brother, my older one down there, he used to be an expert on that. That was called a harp.
A harp.
Yeah. And then they had what's called a Jew's harp. Oh, that was a kind of a round thing here, and you'd put it in there, put it in your teeth, and you'd make the sound, that you had to make the sound with your mouth, you know that. Yeah. And the other part of them was French harps. They had, some was double noted, some single noted, but Hiram was, oh, he was an expert. He used to pick a guitar, and he fixed him a piece of blue wire and put it around his neck and draw that in, made kind of a hook here to make it. And he'd put his harp here, and he'd play his harp with his mouth, and he'd pick the guitar with his and banjo, both at once, you know. Yeah.
Well, what about some of the tools that you might